Washington State has now gone longer recounting votes for governor than Florida did 4 years ago for president, but it may be over today. Democrats are saying their candidate, Christine Gregoire, is ahead in a hand recount by 8 votes. Republican Dino Rossi had been declared winner of the original tally and then of a machine recount by 42 votes. The state Supreme Court is also hearing arguments over 735 disputed ballots in King County. Joining us from Seattle is Knut Berger. He's editor-in-chief of the Seattle Weekly. Welcome to Day to Day.
Oh, thanks.
Here's a quote from the Democratic State Party Chair Paul Barrett. This is in this morning's Seattle Post-Intelligencer. He says of Ms. Gregoire, "We're absolutely confident she's going to be the next governor." How can anyone be confident of anything in this race?
Yeah, that's a good question, especially with such a stunning margin of 8 votes. 8 votes out of over 2.8 million votes cast. I've heard that it's the tightest major election in U.S. history. And, of course, with all the accusations and lawsuits flying around, I don't think anybody can be truly confident of anything.
Well, this hand recount has settled on 8 votes. Is this it, or is there going to be another recount? And what about the state Supreme Court and these disputed ballots?
Well, it may well be it. King County will announce its official results this afternoon. And then, of course, as you mentioned, there's 735 or so King County absentee ballots that are in dispute. What's disputed about them is whether or not they can be included in the recount. They're valid votes. They're signed and sealed absentee, so there's no, problem with fraud or anything like that. But these were votes that came in and were mistakenly rejected because the signatures didn't match signatures on file. Unfortunately, they only checked the electronic files, not the paper files. So what the dispute is over now is, What is a recount? What can you do in a recount? Do you merely retabulate the votes, or can you correct mistakes?
If there was an accident made before. These are from King County. That's a Democratic county for the most part. So presumably these are not going to change the outcome against Ms. Gregoire if they are counted.
That's right. And King County voted overwhelmingly for Christine Gregoire. It's the county in which Seattle sits. It's probably the most liberal county in the state. And, of course, the Democrats are saying, even without those votes, Gregoire is going to get a very narrow victory.
A former Secretary of State in Washington, Ralph Monroe, says there should be a new election because both candidates are damaged by the closeness of this race. Is anyone paying attention to that?
Well, it's certainly, Ralph Monroe is a widely respected, longtime Republican Secretary of State, but, has behaved generally in a very nonpartisan way. He is a Rossi supporter. But, he's sort of said, well, either candidate is going to come out of this damaged. Depending on your point of view, the Republicans are saying this is like Illinois in 1960 when Richard Daley supposedly stole the election for John F. Kennedy. Democrats are saying, no, we've got to keep this from being another Florida. And, of course, there are other people who are just saying, wow, this is like the Ukraine.
I wouldn't think there'd actually be much appetite in Washington for another election to settle this.
I don't think there really is, and I think it would be a sort of stunning thing to throw out essentially 2.8 million votes because you couldn't get the count right. I mean, one of the things this whole thing has revealed is not only is politics, there's sausage-making in politics, but there's sausage-making in vote counting. Nobody's really alleging any kind of grand fraud or whatever here. It's really a matter of how we count the votes. Are the rules applied equally in all the counties? And, of course, when you have an election this close, you don't need to have very much in the way of error. You don't even have to have very much in the way of voter fraud for it to make a large difference.
Knut Berger is editor-in-chief of Seattle Weekly. Knut, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.